The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule this month on King versus Burwell, which has to do with subsidies for the federal health care exchange. And here to talk about that with us is Claudia Lenhoff. She's the executive director for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. Claudia, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Let's talk about first, how many people in Illinois, maybe here locally in Champaign County, are enrolled in that federal health care exchange, and how many of those people are receiving subsidies from the federal government?
Sure. Well, in the state of Illinois, there are approximately 293,000 Illinois residents who are getting their insurance through the exchange, and the majority of them, more than 232,000, rely on federal subsidies to be able to afford the health insurance. The average subsidy is about $211 a month. So those are the numbers for Illinois. It comes out to about 2.1% of the population who could be affected. I have some numbers for Champaign County. I don't know how many of these individuals are getting the subsidies, but there's 3,459 Champaign County residents who are getting their health insurance through the exchange. And again, I would expect that the majority of those individuals are getting subsidies.
And it seems to me, Claudia, that you know, just the way the exchange is designed, you know, for people who are not getting the insurance through their employer and have to get it through other means, that you know, the vast majority of those people, as you said, are relying at least on some help from the federal government to pay for that insurance.
Yes, and that's because the program, the tax subsidy program or the premium subsidy program, where you can get financial support to pay for the cost of your health insurance premiums, the way it was designed, it was actually fairly generous. And so it goes up to 400% of the federal poverty level. It's sort of on a sliding scale in terms of the amount of support that you get. The lower your income, the higher your support. But because it is so generous, a lot of people do rely on that to make their health insurance affordable.
And as we mentioned, all these people in Illinois are enrolled through the federal health care exchange because Illinois has not set up their own state exchange. What happens to the people who are receiving those subsidies right now if the Supreme Court strikes down the subsidies on the federal health care exchange?
If the Supreme Court strikes that down, then people in Illinois, because we as a state do rely on the federal marketplace, people would lose their subsidies. So we talked about that. On average, people are getting about $211 a month towards the cost of their health insurance. That would go away. And so that would make the cost of health insurance through the marketplace much more expensive and probably unaffordable for a lot of people. So a lot of people could conceivably not only lose their financial support, but lose their ability to afford health insurance entirely. So it could be very devastating. It's not a scenario that I think anybody would welcome or wants to see.
And this could be a little murky, but what's your take on the time frame we could be looking at if the Supreme Court strikes this down? When would people maybe start losing those subsidies?
So I'm not sure of the time frame. I know it would not take effect immediately. So I think there would be time actually for Congress to act. For example, if the Supreme Court finds that the words in the act that are problematic, if that's their finding and those words can be changed by an act of Congress, it may be that people actually see no interruption in their ability to receive subsidies. But otherwise, I'm really not sure. And it's a little nerve-wracking to think about, depending on an act of Congress, if the Supreme Court does strike this down. So I'm sorry, I'm really not sure about how soon that would be implemented. But hopefully, also, there's other possibilities for responding. So, for example, one possibility that the Illinois Hospital Association has been talking about in the state of Illinois is that there may be a possibility of the state leasing the federal exchange, the part that applies to the state of Illinois, and thereby By leasing it, they would have, in effect, their own exchange, and then they could get around the ruling that way and then be able to maintain the subsidies and the functionality of the exchange and so on.
If it turns out maybe that's not a possibility and Illinois would have to, you know, create their own exchange, what would Illinois have to do to get that into effect? It sounds like Illinois has at least part of that infrastructure already in place. What would they have to do to get their own state exchange up and running?
It would be a lot of work, and it would require a legislative process as well. We would actually have to pass a law that says we would fully operate our own exchange. Illinois is considered a partnership state. We don't just use the federal government's exchange. We actually provide some functions as a state through the Department of Insurance and so on. So if Illinois had to create its own exchange, that would mean having to pass a law and then having to build the infrastructure for it. I really don't think it's going to come to that at all. I think that one of the other variations that we talked about would probably happen before that would be required. And there's also an argument for efficiencies and why reinvent the wheel if the federal exchange is working fairly well in a partnership kind of way with the state. It might be, if it's allowed, it might be more efficient just to lease it or change some of the language. Some of the language that I saw that states could change is they could essentially just pass a law saying they are, in effect, by using the federal exchange, they are, in effect, operating their own exchange and use that as a way to get around a ruling. But my hope is that the court decision will come down in favor of keeping the Affordable Care Act intact. I really think that all the language in the law and the congressional proceedings and so on really point to the fact that the intent of the law is to make sure that United States citizens throughout the country, regardless of which state they live in, are able to afford health insurance and are able to benefit from the tax subsidies.
Now, Claudia, you've worked very closely with the federal exchange in your role with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. Your thoughts on how the federal exchange has come along since it first launched a few years ago?
Oh, it works so much better than it did in the beginning. In the beginning, I mean, I think everybody's pretty familiar with, you know, how problematic it was in the beginning. It has so much more capacity, so it doesn't get overloaded, you know, when it's during the enrollment period. The other thing is that the process is more streamlined. There's much fewer pages to go through and fewer questions to answer in order to get approved for the coverage or find out what kind of subsidy somebody qualifies for. There's also more capacity to retain prior information and therefore streamline, you know, a new enrollment process. It really is remarkable how it works now. It works much, much better.
This is maybe a little bit off topic, but I'm just curious your thoughts about the options that are currently available for people to purchase on the exchange, maybe comparing where those are now to maybe where they were when it first launched.
I would have to say that is probably my biggest area of criticism about the insurance plans that are offered through the exchange. We have not seen a lot of improvement from when the exchange first went live. One of the big critiques is that many of the insurance plans that are offered on the exchange and that are affordable are actually plans that leave consumers with a lot of exposure to medical debt. Many of them are plans that have fairly high deductibles. Of course, the deductible is what you have to pay before your insurance will actually kick in and start covering the services that you receive. And it's not unusual to see plans that have $2,000 and $3,000 and $5,000 deductibles. And most people really cannot afford that. Most people really do not have $2,000 to $5,000 just set aside to pay out of pocket for healthcare costs. That's why they want health insurance. So one of the areas where we really need to see improvement is in the plans offered through the exchange. And I think that that's going to involve requiring insurers to put forth better plans. But this kind of cost shifting where you see the consumer having to take on more of the responsibility for the financial costs of their health care in the form of deductibles and higher copays and things like that, that's a trend that had been happening already long before the exchange was created. But that's one of those trends that we never liked, and we always wanted to see, you know, changed. We'd like to see higher quality coverage offered in the exchange, because the real issue with affording health insurance is being able to pay for it, whether you're paying for the insurance or you're paying for the parts that the insurance doesn't pay for. And we know that when financial barriers get in the way of people, people withhold going to get the care that they need. And that might be as simple as a primary care visit, just to get a check, you know, just to get a checkup and just an evaluation once a year. Those primary care visits are very, very important. That's where early detection can happen. That's where you establish baselines for your health, and your doctors can measure against those later if there's a problem. And we really want people going in and getting that primary and preventive care. But if they have a $2,000 deductible, that health insurance basically becomes like catastrophic health insurance for them. They'll pay their monthly premiums with support from the federal government, but they're not going to use their insurance until it's really a crisis. And that's not what we want. We want people going in and getting primary and preventive care.
Claudia Lenhoff, Executive Director of the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.